American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Right now, we are operating on a continuing resolution.
That's Tanner Beamer. He's manager of operations and affiliate outreach with the Public Lands Council, based in Washington, D.C.
I work with our Western affiliates and kind of make sure that their voices are translated over to the team that's more dedicated full-time to lobbying and interacting with agency officials. And then I also work on the business end of PLC and the administrative side.
And of course, that Senate appropriation bill's deadline was December 8th, but the Senate kicked it down the road to a new expiration date of December 22nd. And there are items in that appropriation bill that's very important to the Public Lands Council and thereby the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
There is a provision that would require the relisting of the 2011 rules that effectively delisted wolves in the lower 48. That provision is present in the House side. It's present in the Senate side. But again, the Senate has not yet passed that version. So PLC, we're actively working with committee staff, members of the committee, to make sure that that provision stays in there, because that would be absolutely huge for our ranches. We've seen tons of wolf predations all across the West. And I've even had one rancher today tell me that he cannot turn cattle out on his allotment next year because of the loss. If the wolves aren't getting to the cows and killing them, then they are just chasing them around the country to the point where they're not gaining the way that they need to. And this is a real problem for ranchers in the West. And hopefully the delisting of wolves in the lower 48 is going to help them to be able to protect their livestock a little bit better. But what we really need to see is some Endangered Species Act reform, which is another one of our priorities.
And there's another important item on that appropriations bill regarding wild horses, wild burros.
Currently, as you know, wild horses and burros cannot be, I think the statutory language is, destroyed into commercial products. And so that creates a big problem for us. There's over 100,000 horses on the range right now, and BLM officials and Fish and Wildlife officials have told us that around 27,000 is the appropriate management level, or AML, and that's a term that we use pretty frequently. And if you look at that, I mean, they are just decimating these rangelands, and they're starving to death on the range. So not only is it an issue for cattle ranchers and rangeland health, it's an animal rights issue and an animal welfare issue on behalf of these wild horses.
That's Tanner Beamer, Manager of Operations and Affiliate Outreach with the Public Lands Council. Again, both of these items, wild wolves being delisted from the Endangered Species Act and management of those wild horses and burros. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.